Good morning. Welcome to Sunday Morning Breakfast National Conference Call. As we get prepared to get started on this morning, we've been talking about body by God. Who's your trainer? So let's get ready and get excited to hear this awesome message we're about to receive this morning. At this time, I'm going to introduce Mr. Carr. Mr. Carr, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Ms. Shirley. I do welcome everybody on the line as we get started. And y'all, look, I'm excited about some things because of the fact that we're talking about fitness. We're talking about our faith. We're talking about our frequency. Things that we can do for God. Okay? The things that we can do for God. Body by God. Who's your trainer? Now, before I even get started, I know Mr. Bree has always noted, it's duly noted, rather, that so many people say, and training can be expensive. You can do that on your own.
Right.
That's why he paid a price.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be careful of that because when you have the opportunity to invest in, bless and sow, you got to take that opportunity. And that's one of the forms
right.
of taking an opportunity to do so, but here's the return. Okay? Because if our spiritual body, can I talk to somebody this morning? If our spiritual body was indicative or correlated to our natural body, what kind of shape are we in with God? You ever seen somebody, one is in shape and the other one isn't?
Yes.
Okay. And I see people mm-hmm. say he hurt my feelings. I'm not hurting no feelings. I just ask a question.
Right.
People get into involved in stuff, and they'll be like, look, I'm going to tell you right now, I know you work out, but I don't do that. So that's the type of relationship that we have with God. But, the Bible said, how can two walk together lest they be in agreement? We
right.
can't even walk. See, here's the thing. Since we're talking about body by God, we can't even walk with God, let alone agree with God to keep up. Let me say that slow. In order to even agree with God, you got to be in agreement with God. But here's the thing, okay, do you agree? But can you sustain it by walking? Because God,
all right.
Love is an action. Love is an action. That means God stays active. He does not remain still. Have y'all ever encountered a relationship that you thought was going to go somewhere and you never heard from that person no more?
Right.
That's like agreeing with God but not walking with him because somebody can't
All right.
Oh.
Come on.
See, the treadmill is nothing more than getting you in shape for the outside experience. You can't stay on your treadmill all day. You can get in shape on your treadmill, but don't you have to live life for real? In other words, see, the church experience, that's nothing more than the treadmill. See, that's where you make exercises there, but shouldn't you be doing that same exercise out in the real world? What sense does it make to be treadmill healthy and then you go and walk around and just collapse? Makes no sense.
Right.
In other words, the treadmill is just something for us to get on so that we can actually partake in real life activity.
What?
The treadmill is like your Bible. You're moving, but you're not going nowhere.
Come on.
That's
good.
You're moving, but you're not going nowhere. Oh, yeah, I love it, I love it, I love it. You know why? Because the Bible clearly says be hearers but doers. On the treadmill, you're moving. But what sense, again, does it make for you to be so healthy on that treadmill then get in a wheelchair and can't move in real life? Now, wouldn't that be silly that you can move on the treadmill but you can't move in real life? Okay.
Yes, yes.
What sense does it make for us to exercise on Sunday and Wednesday whenever you do Bible study? What sense does it make for you to get all the words? You do prayer sessions with friends and, what sense does it make for you to get on that treadmill, but in real life, and I'm talking about when you're on your job, when you're on your car, we have road rage and all that other stuff. When it's time for taxes, the things that we do. What sense does it make to exercise over there, but don't exercise outside the treadmill?
None at all.
When we pick up that Bible, we turn on that treadmill, boy, we all holy. But what about
right.
when you get off? What about when you get off of it? Medical field people, you already know. See, they'll tell you when you go, even go to the doctor's office when you check blood pressure. It's about to get killed, Mr. Bro. Body by God, because your vitals got to be checked, right? Your heart got to be checked first, right? Don't God say, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth shall flow? So we're about to check your blood pressure in a second.
Come on.
Accurate blood pressure would not be your blood pressure in the morning. Everybody's blood pressure, for the most part, will be low when you wake up. That's lying down. But do you live life lying down?
No.
Come on, y'all got to wake up now. Do you live life lying
no.
down?
Absolutely. No, we don't.
Absolutely not. You don't live life lying down. So this is why when you go in, you sit down and you back straight. If you don't know, don't let them check your blood pressure with your arm hanging by the side. Don't let them check your blood pressure with a sleeve on. Okay? You should either have a short sleeve on where that skin, that cuff is on that skin, and make sure you have the right cuff. But your elbow, your arm should be straight out. They should be holding it. It should be heart level. I'm trying to help somebody out because, see, people who are not equipped in the integrity of God will check it and it be something that is not supposed to be only because of the way they're maneuvering. Do not talk to them while they're checking it. You're supposed to be at rest.
Right. Right.
You get straight in the room, don't you check your blood pressure. Sit down for about 2 minutes, 3 minutes. I'm trying to tell you that they'll put you on stuff that you shouldn't be on and see God is not pleased with that.
That's right. Come on, teach it.
You see? But we got to check our blood pressure in God. And then what I mean by that is God's going to see what we can and cannot take because, see, the heart is vital, huh? Especially when it comes
yes,
to
it is.
Faith and faith.
Right.
The heart is vital, not too much. The heart is vital, y'all. Because, see, their workload can make some people, go into some things that they shouldn't be doing. The heart of overwork. All right? So all that matters. In other words, God wouldn't put more on you than what you can bear. He knows what your heart can take.
Right.
God knows what your heart can take, people. So all them broken-hearted relationships and why me? You must not know what you condition for. Because if it wasn't good for you, he wouldn't allow it. The thing is, we don't understand what's good for us right now. Because just like a child, we don't like broccoli. We don't like spinach. But as you mature, you understand how vital it is, huh? We need that iron, huh? No anemic. Huh?
Right.
We need that, right? All right. Let us pray this morning, Mr. Green.
Okay. Everyone, bow your head and close your eyes. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us together this morning. Father, I thank you for your love and kindness. Father, forgive us for any sin that we have done knowingly and unknowingly. Father, I pray for our leader, Mr. Carr, that you continue to use him in the way that you see fit and protect him from any harm that may come his way. Father, open everyone's hearts and minds to receive this wonderful message that we get this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right. Was Ms. Tiana there?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Great. Good morning. How are you?
Going wonderful. So what you got for us, Ms. Tiana?
Awesome. Body by God. Amazing topic indeed. An awesome quote that I found this week, which said, if you do not make time for your wellness, you will be forced to make time for your illness. This week, personally, I was diagnosed with a viral bug. I experienced everything from grogginess, headaches, nausea, loss of appetite, burst of adrenaline, and then instantly a drowning feeling. It started on Saturday, and I fought through. As I wasn't sure what was going on, just thought I was tired from a long week. Then on Sunday, was in a fog. Monday, I was grateful I had a day off to rest. But then Tuesday, I woke up, got dressed, ready for work, and literally could not move. Ended up back in bed for most of the day. Wednesday, that adrenaline kicked in. And by Wednesday night, the headache started. So after 5 days of multiple symptoms, Thursday is when I finally connected with the doctor. I went to the natural doctor. And that's when I learned it was something viral and not something that can be controlled. In talking with the doctor, I learned that treatment, when you have a viral situation, can only help symptoms, while you have to wait for your immune system to fight off the virus, usually 7 to 10 days. Basically, I was being forced to make time for illness. And those who know me know that I don't like being sick. So the doctor provided options, the nausea medication, headache medication, but none of those were going to get to the heart of really what was going on. This bad boy was internal. It wasn't something that was on the surface. So there was no need for me to focus on the things of the flesh, the things that would just ease the situation and not get to the heart of it. Because the true cure was already in me. And that's my Heavenly Father. I just had to take time for my wellness. The body by God does not require medication. In fact, it requires that we spend time with our trainer. We have to get to know him, listen to him, follow him, follow his instructions, follow his lead, such that we are well. That's his body, well. Our trainer tells us in his word, in 1 Timothy chapter 3, that his word is used for training, for teaching, for correction, for rebuke. So through his love, his word is love, we know that we have to be active in our training. We have to be active in receiving his word, and we have to be active in living it out on a daily basis. It starts by first denying ourselves, denying our ways, denying getting quick fix remedies. It requires that we crucify our flesh every day. This is the only way we will no longer be groggy, but see what God has for us clearly. This is the only way that we will no longer have headaches, but operate with a pure heart. This will be the only way that we will no longer have a loss of appetite, but hunger for his word. So just as there are no antibiotics for viral infections, there are no quick remedies for having a body by God. It requires daily work. It requires taking time for our wellness. It requires his training. It requires knowledge and understanding of his word. I hope you ate well.
All right. Thank you so much, Ms. Tiana. If you don't make time for your wellness, you will make time for your illness. That's strong. People will make excuses from now until Jesus comes back. Why? They don't exercise. Facts. They have every excuse in the book as to why they don't exercise. As a matter of fact, people even get so clever and bold to say that we're going to die of something anyway. Well, one thing that we shouldn't die of is because of ignorance. And you know what ignorance is, because people think it's a harsh word, but ignorance is when you lack knowledge. But I don't believe that's even ignorance. I believe that's a form of laziness.
Okay.
Because most people, not all, but most people like things that give the least resistance. They want to make the money the easiest and the fastest way.
Right.
Not on jobs that they love, not on jobs that have been assigned to them, not on jobs that they have any passion about. But it's just a job of opportunity to make more money, for the most part.
Right.
Hence, so many people don't exercise their faith in God, because God didn't give me that assignment.
Come on.
God didn't give me that assignment to go through that relationship for 3 years and getting that. Now, that's not my assignment. Says who? Now, when God say the workout is over, the workout is over. It's time for you to go to another station, another gym, another location. A lot of times people stay at the wrong workout trying to help the wrong client. Once you done laid the foundation work and they reject you, get your book back, get your notes back. Hey, pass that information on to somebody else. But why are you still trying to work on a client that refused to get in shape?
Come on.
I want y'all to hear me. Mr. Bree, check me out, Ms. Tiana. You know, people lie. And if y'all know anything about fitness, a lot of people who get a trainer, they depend on the trainer, and they don't work with the trainer. Here's the thing. God is perfect. No one's perfect but God. So if since God is so perfect, why are we not in shape? You know why? Because we are non-compliant, aren't we?
That's right.
Yes, tell it.
So before we go through life blaming everybody else, what about yourself? We can't even listen to the perfect trainer called God, yet alone listen to somebody else.
Tell it.
You understand? He's the perfect trainer. Why isn't everybody going to heaven? As a matter of fact, you have more people going to hell than people are going to heaven. Don't get mad at me. Shall I quote scripture? Of course I will, because we want to put this on our fitness sheet today. All right? He said, the road to heaven is narrow. Few will find it. In other words, few will obey the trainer. You know, heaven is not about how much God loves you. Heaven is about how much you love God.
Come on now. Come on.
In other words, hell is predicated on people who are non-compliant. Heaven is for the compliant. If you can't obey God on earth, how can you exercise faith in heaven?
That's right.
He clearly said, let it be done on earth as it's done in heaven. In other words, what you do in the gym is what you should do at home. Y'all don't hear me, though.
Come on, tell it.
Y'all hear me? Because a lot of times, people get around people who do fitness, they just want to blend in. But are you really about their life? Because if you really was healthy, shouldn't it extend from the gym into home, everyday life?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
Well, I'm about to get people now. I'm about to get them.
Come on.
I'm about to get them. Y'all do know, because we say, and this is no shot at nobody. Don't get mad at me, because people get take stuff personal. But I want you to take it spiritually. Okay, cool. Watch this. I drink socially. Well, if you was really about that life of being healthy, would you drink socially at all? Translate it. Let me watch this. Translate it. If doc said you couldn't have that wine or that alcohol because it would mess with your heart, and if you drink anything alcoholic, an alcoholic beverage, you could die, would you drink it?
No. No.
Unless you're trying to commit suicide. The thing is,
right.
Why does doctor have to say that? Because when we on our health and fitness kick, we don't do that. Drunkenness, sin, drunkenness. That's not necessary. Please don't come with the scripture that says God turned water into wine. Well, health and fitness people, when God turned water into wine, it was at a wedding feast. The wedding feast was indicative, y'all listen to this, is indicative of God marrying us. Wherever Jesus was, heaven was. Oh, trust and believe when he said, let it be done on earth as done in heaven, as it's done in heaven. See, wherever Jesus was a heaven moment. He turned water, the word, into wine, the life. Did you catch what I just said? The water was the word of God. Hence, he told them to go get water. He told his disciples to go get water. In other words, he told his disciples to go get the word. In other words, he told his disciples, because he is the word, to go get me, lift me up, pour me in jars. In other words, pour me in people. And he turned the water, the word, into wine. Wine is indicative of the blood. This is why people go to communion. They take crackers, the body of God, and the blood, the wine, the blood of God. In other words, the word became the blood, and blood is from the life. See, you don't have good blood if you don't exercise it first, right? So
he
told them to go. They had to do some exercise because you can't exercise if you don't move.
That's right.
I better catch it now. They had to go. When you go, that means faith without works. See, look at it works. The word. They had the word. They had to go get the word. And they moved in the word. And what he did was he turned the word into wine. See, when you bring it to your trainer, let your trainer tell you what to do. And now you still have to do it. Now, watch this. Now, the alcoholic beverage, we'll put it down because we don't need that blood when we got it in us. The blood that people need is your lifestyle. You know when people say, hey, stop telling people about a sermon and show them one, talking to you. In other words, show them my proof. You don't even need a business card because word of mouth is greater.
Amen.
That's right. Jesus don't need a business card if he worked on your body. Jesus
right.
don't need a business card if he worked on your life. What business card do you have for God to say, hey, man, try him out? You don't need one. All they need to do is word of mouth. And see, word of mouth is not just what you say. They're looking at what you do. Oh, my.
Come on now. Amen.
Hi, y'all. This is real talk. You can't tell somebody about something that you're not doing because they'll look at you up and down and say, girl, stop. You ain't going to nobody's gym. Man, stop. How you going to the gym? But here's the thing I want y'all to hear, and hear me good. Body by God. When you actually are working out, you don't even have to open your mouth. People can say, what you doing?
That's right.
Right, right.
When you're doing your thing in God, you don't even have to say how blessed and highly favored you are. See, that's just a personal pet peeve that has nothing to do with God. This is, I don't get it. When did Jesus ever say he was blessed and highly favored? Or when did you see he was blessed and highly favored? As a matter of fact, he was so blessed and highly favored that he looked like scum. Because I don't think that blessed and highly favored look like people turning their back on you. People think they're blessed and highly favored when they got a lot of friends who agree with everything that they say. That's why they when they get into it with their husband, they go tell their mama. They go get an audience.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need no audience. I thought it was just you and God was the majority. In other words, when you really about that life of fitness, you don't got to talk about it. Whatever garment, whatever day it is, whatever situation you're in, you're going to shine because you are healthy. You are in shape. If I wear a T-shirt, it's going to look right.
All right.
Amen.
All right.
Y'all, you know what? Clothes are indicative of your situations. If you're so spiritually fit, it don't matter what situation you're in. You're in your car, you still should look good in God.
Right.
See, when you're not in shape, you got to get expensive stuff. Expensive stuff is equated to right situations. You got to be in the right situation so you don't lose your faith.
Tell it.
Y'all hear me? Because, see, when you're not in shape, oh, you know how it go. You got to wear more things to cover up. Lord, have mercy.
Yes. Yes.
How it go. Huh? It's just like when your feet not right, don't you wear closed-toe shoes?
That's right.
Y'all know I ain't lying.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They just did that yesterday, huh? Right? But when you in shape, you want people to see what you got. Not in a provocative way, but a way that says, hold on, I can't hide it no way.
Mm. All right.
Ain't that something? See, when you look good, it don't matter what color you wear. Every color looks good.
Right. That's right.
All right.
I'm trying to tell us about exercising our faith. Right? It is imperative that we go and do what God says to do. You know how God tells us? He says, when you see your brother in error, go to them in love. See, when it comes to health and fitness, why don't we tell people the truth about where they are? Why are we still lying to people talking about, girl, you look good, or man, you look good. See, looking good and being godly are two different things because they look good today, but they're not here tomorrow because somebody boosts their head talking about how they look. But what about their health? Remember,
right.
God doesn't judge the outward appearance, man does. God judges the inner. In other words, we're telling people how they look. Won't you get some diagnosis on how they are, though? Do you know their health history? Do you know?
Mm.
Now, you done buck somebody up talking about how they look and be comfortable in your own skin. How are they comfortable suffering with ailments?
That's right. Right.
How? Y'all, it is inevitable that the body deteriorates. Y'all know this, right? That's inevitable.
Oh.
So it's going to break down. So you cannot go around ailments as you get older. When you start mid-30s, late-30s, early 40s, you're going to go through some stuff. The body's going to change. Wouldn't it be smart, wise of us to go ahead, get the spiritual food on the inside and the natural stuff on the outside?
Right.
Mm. When you have a good physician, because you got to get doctor's approval before you can actually work out. God, okay, God, I'm talking about. When you got a good physician, he approves you of exercise.
That's right.
Intense exercise. Mm. And if you have something going on, the right doctor going to say, I'm going to get it internal and external. We're going to hit this thing. We're going to get you spiritually fit and naturally fit. So we're going to get it from both sides. But see, the thing is with exercise, before you even enter into the gym, just like before you enter into the Word of God, the reason why so many people are non-compliant is because their mind not right. It makes no sense for you to exercise with a bad mindset.
Right.
Mm. Come on.
You know, exercise reduces stress. You got to have your mind right. if you don't think that it works and you want to put all the onus on the trainer, now you didn't get your results and you go to your trainer and say, I'm not seeing nothing. It's not because of the trainer. It's because of you. Did you change your lifestyle? Do you do exactly? Do you do exactly what the trainer said do?
Come on.
Y'all know we might do one or two things, but he gave us 10, and we only doing one or two. He gave us 10 commandments, but we only got two of them right.
Right.
And the definition of insanity is to do the same old thing expecting. In other words, you ever seen somebody work out, and they don't get results? That's because they ain't eating right. They ain't resting
mm-hmm.
right. They ain't thinking right.
Right.
Oh, y'all done did me this morning.
Come on.
They're doing all that work at the gym. And here we go, Miss Tiana. Here we go, Miss Shabri. Okay. People say, that's why I don't go in the first place. In other words, that's the type of person right there that they want the result without putting in the work.
Come on.
Right.
They're talking themselves out of exercise. Well, I got children. What's that got to do with your health? Your children not going to have you if you're not here.
Okay.
Right.
You understand?
Yeah.
Y'all hear me? Cause I can
yes, sir.
Laughing, talking about, yeah, you got children, bad health come along, not let them have you. Because they'll be taking care of you, not you taking care of them. You know how people say, well, I want to do my kids right so when I get older, they can take care of me, baby. A lot of times you might not even see older. Before they have to take care of you.
Nah.
Come on.
Oh, Lord. Oh, this is not a scare tactic. This is a get your mind right tactic. Because, see, if I need y'all to hear me. You know how people say, I ain't physically. No, baby. See, it don't matter about what you physically, didn't do. Because that's the going thing, Miss Tiana. Somebody didn't physically touch you, Miss Shabri. They ain't physically touched me. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. If they can impede your mind, they can impede your body.
That's right.
Right.
In other words, if somebody can get to your mind, they can get to your body easily.
Okay.
That's right.
That's
the easy part. The body is the easy part. The mind is the tough part. Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Divided by God. Who's your trainer? The thing is, some people don't trust their own trainer, so they go get another one. In other words, that's when they start listening to everything else but the trainer. My friends and them had told me, well, I see my neighbors and I ask my neighbor, they go get information from everybody else but God.
Come on.
You remember the Bible says they reject sound doctrine? In other words, they reject sound training, Mr. Bree. And they go gather around them teachers that fulfill their itching ears.
Right.
In other words, they want somebody to tell you, girl, ain't nothing wrong with eating a slice of cake a week. You're trying to tripping. They're telling you God tripping. Lord. They're God tripping. I'm in shape. And then we go get people who we think in shape because they look like they're in shape. But they can't tell you as to why. Just because Kobe Bryant can play basketball and LeBron can play basketball, Michael Jordan, the greatest to play basketball, okay? Here's the thing. Why? The three of your greatest people never coach. Magic Johnson tried to coach and failed. See, just because they can do it don't mean they can coach it.
Come on now.
Lord, I'm trying to help somebody out because somebody got a friend, a homeboy or a homegirl, they in shape, and you believe it because of how they look. Well, baby, maybe it's because of their genetic background. Maybe it's because they work for it, but they can't translate it to you. Just because they can do it don't mean they can be a teacher.
That's right.
That's me.
Y'all don't hear me, though, right?
Come on.
And everybody just like the word free up until it comes on them. Because would you work for free? Heck no. And they don't say heck, they say H-E-L-L, no. But here's the thing about it, Miss Tiana. You reap what you sow.
That's true.
Not only in that sense, you also reap what you sow in the physical fitness sense. The spiritual fitness sense. Ain't that something?
It is.
We reap what we sow. soul. Right? So if you don't make time for your wellness, you'll make time for your illness. Because you're going to reap what you, everything comes before you. Well, I'm doing it for me. I'm living life for me. I'm living my best life. How can you live, which is an action, how can you live your best life without spiritually being fit? In other words, if your mind is not right, you know you're not physically living good, right? Now, you may think
right.
that, but the Bible says there's a way that seemeth right unto man and it leads to destruction. You know how many people, which leads me to my next thing, okay? We got the, y'all write these down. I'm going to write three things down. Number one, you got that can't get right Christian. You know that person in the gym, they doing an exercise and you laughing because they think it's for arms, but it's really for legs. They over there literally, the weight's lifting them up, but they think they doing something.
Right.
They doing the machine all wrong. And you so bad want to go tell them, but they looking at you like they got an attitude. Don't tell me nothing.
Mm-hmm.
They tore their shoulder out of place, rotator cuff almost. They just doing the exercise wrong. Huh? The can't get right Christian. The can't get right Christian is also the Christian that see that heavy stuff that won't go in there because that's going to make me balking. The can't get right Christian is not even educated. In other words, a lot of times people see situations because that's a sister situation and I know they're doing wrong. I ain't getting involved in that type mentality. See, they
right.
say it's too heavy. Y'all don't hear me. They say it's too heavy. Y'all don't hear me. They say it's too heavy of a load for them to lift. And I don't lift that type of stuff.
Right.
Uh-huh. That's why they only do aerobic activity. That's why they only go to church. See, going to church is aerobic activity, but they never actually lift weights. See, aerobic activity is good, but it's, the great thing is when you combine the aerobic activity with lifting weights. See, they don't want to go approach that situation because they say it's not my situation. The Bible said, how can you, if you see your brother in love, go to them in error? Look at your trainer telling you, if you see somebody working out and they're not working out right, go to them and tell them, even if they reject you, you do your part. Okay?
Right.
Even if they say you don't love me, that ain't love. How you going to love me and try and always check me? Well, tell them what the trainer tells you. Because the trainer said, I love you when I correct you. He said, God says, you know, he chastises those who he loves. So if your trainer say it's chastisement is good and it's called love, don't worry about what they say. Remember, they're not fitness heads. They don't know. Tell them anyway. If they reject
right.
you, they're rejecting your trainer because your trainer sent you to go tell them.
Come on now.
Yes.
So, if you're trying to help somebody who's doing the exercise wrong, if you're trying to help somebody who's living life wrong, and they get mad at you talking about don't judge me, I'm not judging you. The judgment is almost already rendered. I'm telling you what the trainer said. He's sitting at the head at the front desk. He told me because he see you. Not on the cameras, because he's everywhere. He can do that. So he told me to tell you he's doing it wrong. Now go to the front desk and ask him, because you don't want to receive me. Too many people too lazy to go to the front desk because they'll say, don't worry about it, and keep on going to the next exercise. They'll keep on living life. That's fine. At least you did your part.
Right.
That's the key. Number one was the can't get right Christian. They just doing it all wrong, or they don't do it at all. Can't get right Christian. Huh? Come on, Mr. Bree, watch this one. You know, that's the type of Christian that says, you know what? When you corrected them, you know what? I just won't do it at all then.
Right.
I ain't good enough then. Oh, yeah, I'm going to talk about it. Y'all know how we get, right? I just
right.
won't do it at all. They want to be childish. And you notice in the gym, you got to be a certain age to come to the gym. So children can't come to the gym. You got to be over 13. You don't hear me. See, you can't be a child. Well, a child, no. They're teenagers now. You cannot go to the gym because it will stunt their growth. So now they want to revert to being childish. I just ain't going to do it at all. They saying they just don't want to do it at all. They don't want to do it right, God, in life, because they don't want to do it your way. They want to continue to do
right.
it their way. So as opposed to being corrected, they'll say, I'm going to leave it alone altogether. That's when they leave the gym, because they don't want to do it right. They want to come in and exercise their way, and their way was going to hurt them.
Tell it.
Come on.
That's when people have poor muscles. You know what a poor muscle is? It's a broken heart. Because you, oh, Lord, I'm going to talk about it. You didn't do it God's way. That's why your heart was broken, because you had somebody else over there assisting you in life. You was over there partnered up with somebody you shouldn't have been partnered with, because if you partner with the right person, the Bible says, do not put your trust in man, but put your trust in God. Before you trust an outside individual, you put yourself in you. You a man, right? Or a woman, right? So you've trusted your decisions before you trusted God's decisions. You didn't even get trained properly. Had you got trained properly, you would know to stretch before you touch a weight. You actually touch the weight you shouldn't have touched. That's why you have a broken heart. It's called a poor muscle.
Tell us.
Come on.
Oh, you do know the heart is a muscle, right? So the heart can literally be broken. That means you just strained it. Oh, my God. Oh, strained heart means strained mind. You can't wrap your things around things until that muscle heals. That's why your mind messed up. That's why you can't date this man. You can't date that woman, because your muscle is still pulled. You have yet to go to rehab.
Come on.
Yet to go to therapy to heal that muscle. That's why you can't get into the next one, because it's still pulled when you thought it wasn't pulled no more.
All right.
Nobody's full because you tried to exercise without stretching. Did God tell you to get on that machine without exercising? In other words, did God tell you to get with that person without going through him? You did that without God. That's why you have a broken heart. That's why you have a poor muscle.
Come on.
Oh, getting hot in here, huh, y'all?
Come on.
Number one, they can't do right. They exercise, but they do it all wrong. They don't exercise at all. And if they do it, they do it too much, they can strain something when their load gets too heavy, because they want to play house, but they're not house material yet. In other words, they want to lift 100 pounds, but you have yet to practice on the 10 yet.
Okay.
You're going to force something. You want to play wife, but you have yet to be in a relationship with God yet. Huh? But you want to play wife. You want to get on the machine, but you have yet to hire a trainer. Why'd you hurt yourself? Ooh. And see, what happens is when you hurt yourself, you don't want to do machines ever again in life, because you thought that, no. See, you should get on another machine, but hire a trainer this time. See, when you hurt yourself with that one bad relationship, you don't want another one ever in life, huh? Because you did that.
Oh, right. Right.
And then they start to be independent. Come on, they can't get right, Christian, in exercise. Independent. You know that when you're independent, you can only lift so much. You maximize your muscles by having a spotter. Ah, Lord have mercy.
Come on. That's right. Come on.
In other words, I go to muscle failure, and then if something should happen, my spotter, my trainer lifts the rest.
Mm-hmm.
You never know how much you can lift independently until you get somebody spotting you, because every gym, when you're lifting weights, should have a spotter. That's how
right.
You
come on.
This is how you maximize your life. In other words, I can't do it. Well, that's right, Mr. Clark, because I don't do nothing without God. That's a lie. The last decision you made was without God, because he didn't tell you to get on that exercise. He didn't tell you to get involved in that life. That thought. Did God tell you to have that negative thought pattern?
Come on.
Right.
See, somebody hear me good. When you're independent, that means you're not even in a relationship with God, because even in the natural, watch this, y'all. When you become one with your trainer, that means I need my trainer. My trainer needs me. Because how can a trainer exercise his knowledge if he don't have a participant, a willing one?
Right.
So that's what we need God. God needs us. Oh, Lord. But he needs to write us. See, you can't be independent when you want. You know how people say in marriage, I'm independent? They fools. Don't get mad at me. The Bible calls them fools, folly. Fools, followers, infidels, fools. You know why I say fools? Just like fitness, fools. Think they can come in there and just do it. Let's see how long they stick with it. That's foolish. You need that encouragement. You need that motivation. You need that guidance. You need somebody holding you accountable. You need it.
That's right.
But people don't want to pay for stuff like that. But we sure to pay for them rims and Coach and Gucci.
Tell it.
How can you spoil yourself when yourself not here?
All right.
I ain't never see Gucci or Louis get people out of the hospital bed. I ain't never see a fresh paint job get somebody out the hospital bed. I've never seen that.
That's right.
But they become independent, right? In a relationship. In a relationship that God said, the trainer said, when you get together with somebody, you become one. Y'all have a joint training, you know, schedule here. You understand? So just because you show up and your husband don't show up, don't mean that he gets to make it up. It's joint. It's one account. Listen to what I'm saying. If God views you as one, no longer two, how can you ever be independent? You know what independent means? That means my right hand doing what it wants to do, but my head don't know what it's doing. No, to be dependent, to be one, means to be one body. That means when my hand go, my head got to go because it's one body.
Right.
See, people lying to themselves when they think they are independent in a relationship when God is involved. Marriage. Mm. How can you be independent in marriage? And then we let people separate us. Right, folks? See, this can't get right, Christian. I'm still under number one. Simply because we think we can do it on our own. You can't because you ain't one in God. You one. You can't, you don't have the wherewithal to split the word. You can't split the word of God. That's his word. It's been spoken. So why wouldn't you let your spouse know everything? Amen? Amen? You're one body. In other words, why wouldn't you let your trainer know everything unless you're trying to be deceptive?
That's right.
Okay.
Because, you know, we'll get to the gym and say, well, you know, our coach, we call the trainer coach. Coach, we call God coach. Coach, I don't see no results. And see, this is when people start to stop because they don't see results. The problem is your vision may be bad, but more so importantly, see, when it's faith-based, it don't matter about what I see on the outside, Job. Job didn't go to the gym expecting weight loss. Job went to the gym expecting endurance because he knew that the race was not given to the swift nor the strong. Y'all got to hear me.
Come on.
A lot of us go to the gym wanting weight loss, and when we don't see the weight loss, we get discouraged. But are you getting better? Can you walk on a treadmill longer? Can you use the stair climber longer than what you did? Can your legs press? Can you go farther? Are you lifting more? Can you stay in the gym longer? See, we're talking about the wrong type of results. You is concerned about the outside look. And didn't God say, do not put your trust in man? Didn't he also say that man judges the outward appearance? Now, see, when your thoughts go outward, you should know that you shouldn't be trusting your thoughts, meaning you shouldn't even trust yourself. He told you not to put your trust in man because man judges the outward appearance, but put your trust in God, and God judges. See, if you have any kind of education, you'll know that it's not about how I physically look. It's about how the things on the inside turning around. In other words, look at my endurance, coach. Watch me do about 200 jumping jacks, coach. Watch I do 50. God, you understand? See, it's all about my internal health. The outside is going to catch up to the internal. I ain't worried about what I see, but I know how I feel.
Come on. Come on now. That's right.
It ain't nothing like a beautiful Saturday morning and you feel bad. You can't even enjoy it. It ain't nothing like a beautiful life and you feel bad because your health is poor. In other words, what I'm trying to tell you is health is from the inside out, baby.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I know you wanted to remodel your house, but you can't remodel nothing because you're spending money on other things called health-related stuff. People thought that you was healthy because you put on a smile and makeup. They thought you was healthy because you have on your bow jeans and a hat, backwards hat. See, in polo shirts, they thought that you was healthy, but it has nothing to do with your external factors. I know you see even in what is that, when they do the home, you know, when people, come on, Ms. Shabree, it's on the tip of my tongue. Hospice.
Home health?
Hospice. They put people in hospital, around their family, and they brush their hair, and they comb their hair, they put them in the mirror. You making them feel good on the outside because you can't do nothing about their internal health. That's why.
Right, right.
But when you can do something about their internal health, why should you need hospice?
That's right.
Do it before hospice ever have to come around. Hospitality over hospice. How about that?
Come on. Yes, indeed.
Boy, we don't take it serious until it actually hit home, huh? Mm-hmm. We don't take it serious until it starts hitting home. Mm-hmm. So that's the can't get right Christian. And then we have two more. We have the diet fad Christian. Oh, the diet fad Christian. You know, they try every new food. Huh? They used to be on Atkins. Now they on keto? Well, what happened to Atkins? If Atkins was good, don't leave Atkins alone. See, the diet fad Christian is a Christian who want a word of God that just fit their mood right now. It's all about I, me, and my.
Right.
Oh, this is why the same
thing
from fad to fad can't even be in a sustainable relationship, because the next thing that come around, you're going to jump to it.
Come on.
If Atkins worked, stay with Atkins. But don't switch up now. If the word of God works, stay with it. Why are you switching up? See, they're the diet fad Christian. In other words, as soon as they want the inspiration from the Facebooks and the Instagrams and the Snapchats, they want the inspiration from somebody doing an inspirational speak, but they don't want the word of God. Because the word of God, that trainer is going to hold them accountable, so they want a trainer who misses well. Woo! They want motivation, not inspiration. Motivation, it pleases the exterior. Inspiration, oh, yeah, it taps into the internal. See, motivation is for your flesh. It gets you moving for today. But, see, they want that person who has another job. So if they ever have to miss, they'll say, oh, no, I understand. They want that type of trainer, the trainer that's not really charging them. They charge them $50 a month. That trainer.
Right.
Get what you
right.
Get. The diet fad Christian, they go to the next good word. They looking for the trainer to bring the energy. That's the diet fad Christian. They want the trainer to inspire them. But what, see, when you are real, when you really about their life, you don't wait for the trainer to inspire you. You inspire the trainer by your obedience. See, a lot of people wait for God to bless them. When you start to mature, you'll start to bless God.
Come on.
Children want mom and them to do for them. Adults do for mom and them. Y'all don't hear me. When I was a child, I spoke like a child, thought like a child, understood like a child. See, the thing is, when you really get in the things of God and you really exercise your faith, you'll stop saying, God, won't God do it? You so childish, you still waiting on dad and them to do. Child? Because I've never seen an adult waiting on mom and daddy to do. Adults got a job now, and because I got a job, I want to bless my mom and my daddy. Won't God do it? Well, hell, the thing should be, won't you do it? God ain't about to get in the gym and lift all the weight. He's just instructing. He already in shape.
Come on.
Why would your trainer work out with you? Why would your trainer have to work out with you? All your trainer needs to do is instruct you.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Y'all don't hear me, though. Won't God do it? You still a child. Childish. Won't God do it? What you doing? What have you done for God lately?
Right.
You won't even lift the weight that God told you to lift. Yet alone be his client.
That's right.
How many DVDs you have that you don't look at? That you don't even use? You bought them DVDs, because they had Billy Blanks on there, Jillian Michaels on there, huh? Sean T on there, huh? You bought them, huh?
Right.
And you even say it worked. But do you work it?
Come on now.
Diet fad you can use. Diet ain't just food. I'm talking about exercise. You didn't use every diet that you can use, and it still ain't working, huh?
That's
the one who eating it.
All right. Say it again.
Ain't y'all know that? Y'all know that, right? It's not ain't y'all know that, but y'all do know that, right?
Right. Yes, sir.
Problem is some people got thyroid problems. In other words, some people got generational curses that they need to break before they even talk about exercise. Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh. See, when you have thyroid problems, you're not going to see the results that you need to see because it's a blockage. In other words, when you got generational curses because mom and daddy wasn't doing right, they very well may be in your bloodline too. Go to your physicians, do what the physician tell you to do, and then you go to your trainer. See, it just so happened is God is the master of all. You know how they say jack of all trades, but master none? No, he's the master of all. So he's not only your physician, he's a trainer too.
Right,
amen.
Right.
His job is to get you off of spiritual medication so that your body can sustain on its own. But some people just want to be on medication all their life. In other words, some people want to hold a Bible. See, the Bible is the medication, but when you going to put the medication down and actually start to perform? Lord, have mercy.
That's right.
He says, hide the word in your heart. The Bible is medication. See, I can put my medication pill box down, and I can actually hide it in my heart. In other words, I don't need the Bible to live, because, see, if I didn't have a Bible, I'm not going to die. See, the thing is, it's in my heart already. It's in my DNA already. I'm genetically birthed with this trait. So why do I need the medication bottle with me at all times? I know what it says. Lord, have mercy, Mr. Gray.
Right.
I'm talking about milligrams that is, what verse that is, where you found that at. Well, I'm not about to keep on telling you the milligram dosage. The trainer said, get off the medication and get on the field.
Amen.
Some people want to eat their way to get help. They just want to put it to their mouth. But they don't want to actually do the work. That's why America makes so much money, because it's called laziness. I can eat my way to a better health. Baby, you can't eat your way to better health. That's only one component of it. That's half the battle. The other half is you actually doing. The Bible said don't be just hearers. Don't just be eaters. Actually do. He supplied the food that you can have energy to eat, to work and move. Because the word of God is an action. So you got the food, and it should cause you to move. If it didn't cause you to move, that's only because y'all got number two, right?
Yes.
Diet-fad Christian is number two. But number three,
yes.
Last one, is the remote control Christian. My God. Oh, yeah. They want God to do everything. They just want to sit back, relax, and press a button. If you know any truck drivers, if you know people who sit at the computer all day, you know their health declines daily. Oh, yeah, truck drivers make all that money, huh? Ooh, my boyfriend, my wife are a truck driver. And health poor, because not only would it hurt your back eventually because you're sitting down so much, oh, without a back, you can't stand. Oh, we're about to go here.
Tell it.
Y'all heard me? Miss Tiana, real quickly, can you give for me 1 Corinthians 16 and 13? Mm-hmm. Without a back, you can't stand. It messes up your spinal cord, right? And then typically truck drivers, no disrespect to nobody, but start to develop a gut because you're doing more driving than you. See, just because they're moving don't mean they're moving. Just because you're moving through life don't mean that you're moving in God. Oh, my God. That's a breeze.
Come on now.
Just because you're moving through life don't mean that you're moving. Just because you're moving through things, of God don't mean that you're moving in God. See, you're getting a view, but it ain't you doing the work. That's how we feel out of shape right now. You're not doing the work.
Right, right.
But I'm blessed and highly favored. They got a lot of money too, but look at what their health look like. Didn't the Bible say, above all things, I wish that you may be, that you may prosper and be in good health as your soul prospers, chronological order, soul come first? And then prosperity and health. Prosperity is not tangible gain. Prosperity is everything that Jesus was, because if it was tangible things, he would have had more than a place to lay his head, and he didn't even have that. See, prosperity is not what the... Oh, yeah. What does 1 Corinthians 16, 13 say, Miss Tiana?
Watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong.
In other words, he says stand and stand fast. In other words, when he press a remote, we should be the controller. Yeah. In other words, when you press something and it don't respond, something ain't right with it. You got to change the battery. See, in other words, the battery is your heart. When God press a remote and you don't move, that means your heart need to be changed.
Okay.
See, we got too many remote control Christians that want to control God. We want to control our destiny by sitting down. But shouldn't you stand up? Because it might not be the remote. It might be the fact that you're just lazy. Put the remote down and actually go do it manually. My God. Oh, we don't know what manual means no more. We don't know what manual means, huh?
Not
at all. Y'all? Well, let me help everybody out. Fitness. Fit. Fitness. Acronym. Fitness. Fit. Manual. Don't be a remote control. Fitness. Faith. Intense. Training. Not everyone shall stand.
Come on.
Okay, let me say it again. Faith, intense training. Not everyone shall stand. 1 Corinthians 16 and 13. It's faith, intense training. God is going to put you through some intense training, but it's for your good. See, discipline only seems harsh for a moment, the Bible says. But you'll reap the reward later on. In other words, you and your trainer may have a love-hate relationship. You and God may have a love-hate relationship. I would never hate God. Say what you want to. Because, see, you hate him when you don't like the things that he tell you to do in life in general. If you don't like it, that means, well, I don't have to hate something and not like it. You know you hate it when you love everything else outside of you. You have a love-hate relationship. Here's the thing. You might have that, a love-hate relationship. Okay, not people not going to say that. But I mean, you can have a love-hate relationship. But at the end of the day, long as you do what your trainers tell you to do, you don't have to like it. Long as you do what they tell you to do, you're training God, you're going to be okay. See, it's called frequent intense training. You're going to sweat while you're in the gym. You're going to sweat while you're on earth. But watch the garments when you're going out and about. Watch the garments that you can wear, huh? It was all worth it. See, stop looking at the process and start looking at the purpose behind it. A lot of times we say, I don't want to go through that pain. That's gonna, I'm going to have sore muscles. He got to tear it down to build it up. In other words, to tear down is getting rid of your old ways so he can put something new in there. He got to tear it down. That's how sore this is when something don't want to leave.
Tell it.
See, I would rather be sore today, Mr. Bree, and get it out the way. See, it don't make no sense to be no stop-and-go Christian, the remote-control Christian. They stop-and-go. You start today, and you start over in New Year's. Huh? Why? It's called frequent training. This is faith-intense training, but not everyone shall stand. You got to have a backbone. See, to stand, you got to have a backbone. Hence, you can't be sitting around moving throughout God without you actually moving in God. See, y'all don't think you hear me. See, just because you're moving throughout God, meaning you reading the word and you going to church, you truck driver, you. Yeah, you sitting at the computer. Your eyes bad too, huh? You truck driver, you. All you do is look at the word of God. Your eyes bad because you look so much. Once you start to do the word of God, got carpal tunnel in the spiritual realm because you flip so many pages. Will you actually start to do it? Because I've never seen people who exercise got carpal tunnel like that.
Come on.
In other words, you're doing too much wrist work. You ain't doing enough footwork. You should have so many different paths. Didn't the Bible say, shod their feet with the gospel of peace? Your feet should be moving in peace. In other words, you should be on your fourth pair of shoes by the end of the year. The thing is, we're on our second pair, and we only wear them for decoration. I know. We get dress shoes when we can't even dress up. All the dress shoes is like makeup because it's covering up what you don't want people to see.
Tell it.
Not healthy. Huh? So we talk about, I don't want nobody who just showed their representative. What you doing? Because you know that's not what God called you to be, but we so much, number three, remote control Christians, we don't want to actually put in the work to where it causes us to be the people, the children who God called us to be. So you don't even know the real you because you never experienced it because we won't be obedient enough to our trainer. We don't like to listen to nobody, let alone God.
Come on now. Come on.
Yeah. I'm independent, meaning I'm separate from God. I don't need a trainer. Really? So how can you live your best life when you're not in your best version? I don't care what Le Duval said. If you're not your best version of you, how can you do anything else the best way?
Can't.
Hello, somebody. The remote control Christian. Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Somebody told me, boy, somebody just recently told me this too, Mr. Bree. Told me, Missy Allen. Boy, you know you're done with somebody when you delete their number. I say, well, a whole bunch of people not done with their trainer called Satan. They're not done with their past because they have yet to delete it.
Come on now.
Okay. That's right.
Somebody, when you totally delete their stuff. Shoot. Well, a lot of people keep their card on hand and talk to the wrong trainer. See, they're talking to the wrong trainer. That's why their life jacked up. Because, see, now you're double working. You still getting advice from your old stuff? If that be the case, you shouldn't talk to it at all, right?
Right.
That's
right.
I don't know the stuff that I hear. I got to say, y'all, I've literally heard people say, I was done with this and done with the old stuff, done with the old training. I was done with my past, Mr. Bree. I was done with my past, Miss Sienna. And I wanted my past to see I was done with it. That's why I talk to them frequently. I call them weekly. How have you done with your past?
That doesn't make sense.
Can somebody help me, Miss Sienna?
That doesn't make sense.
Miss Sienna.
That's backwards.
Miss Sienna, that's like a man said. Yes. Done. I'm done with that lady, and the only reason why I sleep with her is to show I don't have no feelings for her. Right. I see. I feel it. That's like somebody say, I eat Dunkin' Donuts, and I'm showing y'all that I'm healthy because I can eat all these donuts and still, I'm showing you I'm healthy. If you won't sit down somewhere.
Right.
Ain't that about as backward as you can be?
Yes, sir.
But I ain't physically do nothing with nobody. Here's the thing. Didn't we just say the mental is more important than the physical? If the mental wasn't more important than the physical, then why does God judge the internal and not the external? God judges what's most important. It don't matter what you physically didn't do. What did you mentally do?
Right.
Come on. Because now you're disrespecting God by saying what you didn't physically do. God don't care what you didn't physically do. What did you mentally do? If the physical was the indicator of heaven, everybody would go because we all can put up a front. But it's not about the physical. It's about the mental. Hence, the Bible says spiritual training is far more important than physical training. Physical training offers some benefit, but spiritual training offers all. See, I'm did this whole message this morning just to say, make sure we get our mind right in God so that we don't become one of those three. You know, y'all know the three I'm talking about? The can't get right Christian. The diet man.
The remote control. All right.
Yep.
You got too much in you to be one of those. Now it's time for us to do what God tells us to do. Be obedient, be compliant. Because if not, just like any good physician, if you're not compliant, they will discharge you.
Right.
He's no longer a patient of theirs, a client of theirs, meaning he will turn you over to a reprobate mind. You can go to whatever gym you want to. You just can't come to mine.
Okay.
And we don't want to be banned from heaven. You don't want to be banned from God's life, his thoughts, his guidance. You don't want that. So obey your trainer. Obey God so that God don't ban you. Because believe it or not, if you think that we are unbannable, you better ask this man, he was formerly known as Lucifer. He has a new name now because when God kicked you out, he got to take his name too.
Right.
Come on.
And he has no respect of a person because if he don't judge us, that means he would have to apologize to Satan, and God is not a man to where shall repent nor apologize. This train is perfect, and he don't apologize for everything, anything that he does. All right?
All right.
Yes, indeed.
Get up and be active. Let us go ahead and pray, Miss Tiana, please.
All right. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for the words that you have put forth this morning, Heavenly Father, so that we know what it is to exercise our faith. Because, Heavenly Father, this body is not ours. It is yours. So may we be active so that we are taking care of the vessel in which you've provided us to walk this earth. Heavenly Father, may we crucify our flesh on the daily. May we be reminded that the time that we are here, we're to focus on our wellness and our wellness in you. We thank you again for this ministry. We thank you for our leader, and we thank you for the word that's gone forth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Now, with that being said, now, Ms. Tia, and I got to, now, if you got to get off the phone, I do understand, but say if you, you can, because I want to actually answer about four questions about fitness-related stuff. So I'm going to start with y'all, Tiana, and then speak on behalf of people who very well may not know anything about fitness. Some people just need some answers about certain things. So I'm going to answer that as one, just four of them, okay? But when you made a statement, you said this body is not ours. So you got to be careful with that. Albeit true, that is true. When God said this body is not ours, that means who are you to stop what God says to do with something that's not yours? That's what he means. Don't, you know, you have to do exactly what he says to do with the body because it's not yours in the first place. But a lot of people will interpret that, especially along this week with this topic. They'll be like, shoot, this ain't my body, so let God take care of it. Ain't mine. I ain't
right.
But then that's once again making excuses and putting it back on God to do what we're supposed to do.
It is. You know that. I tell people this all the time, y'all. If I could take... Because, if I can take your head and you take your head with you, let you take your head off, and you take your head and leave your body like it's the cleanest, boy, I'll give you a perfect body. The problem is, it's the head. It ain't the body.
Right.
You have a head. If you can drop off your body neck down like the cleanest and come back and get it in about 2 weeks, man, I'll get it off.
Right.
Get it in a month. The problem is, it's the owner. It's the head. That's the problem.
Right.
Most people be willing to drop it off.
Yeah. They have trainers that cuss their clients out. Cuss them out. I don't curse, but I have turned people around. Oh, you got to go. You can't bring that nasty attitude here. Huh? Because as far as me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And I ain't talking about the physical building. That negativity can't intrude my space. How can
right.
you be negative? Catch this now. How can you be negative and get positive results? Impossible.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Y'all thought about that? How can you be negative? Write it down, somebody. Send it to me, too. How can you be negative and get positive results?
You can't.
Right.
You know how many people, even in life, man, well, I know you're not going to want to be with me. You're right. You just spoke it into existence. Because, see, my thing is, if you're looking for a relationship and you're looking to be sustained, Ms. Shabri, I'm not saying, why me? I'm saying you chose the right one. Huh? You chose the right one because, boy, look, I'm a good one. I'm not saying why me. In other words, you're putting yourself down. Boy,
right.
I'm about to help somebody out of a relationship. Why would you ever say why me when you're supposed to be great? Why
right.
not me?
Mm.
Dude, if anything, you better catch up. That's not arrogance, that's confidence. In other words, I know who I am and God molded me for today. So then this encounter was meant. It's not why me, why not me?
Right.
Well, that's right.
But then you got to be careful because some people, you know, think they're the one when they're not the one because that wasn't your husband or your wife and you chasing something that's not yours. Don't chase. See, you should never chase anything. It should come together.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Now, I wasn't supposed to be doing relationship advice tonight, today. Fitness stuff. Let's stick to that. But you hear what I'm saying? Because there again, it's just like with a trainer and client. It should come together. Stop expecting so much from your trainer when you're not a good client. There's such thing as a great trainer. There's also such thing as great clients. It's hard when you have a great trainer and a non-compliant client. It's hard. It's hard
yeah.
when you have a great client and a non-compliant trainer. You ever seen
mm-hmm.
trainers that don't show up? But see, you don't see that when that's what the trainer do for real. That's all they do. This is all God
right.
does. So God is waiting on us to get to the gym.
Right.
God is waiting
right.
on us to exercise. See, God is so great. He's not only the trainer. He's your nutritionist and the chef. There's a difference between nutritionist and a chef. Chef do the cooking. Nutritionist tell them what to cook.
That's right.
yes. Yeah.
The thing is, God is not your mouth, so he can't make you do the eating. Because some of
uh-huh.
us be able to the stash. So, yeah, some of us have trinkets stashed away. Ain't that all right, Ms. Rat? They have trinkets stashed away in a room in a house that's not even there. Huh? This is where people still hold on to the extra baggage from the past. They have stuff they shouldn't be eating. They have something they shouldn't be entertaining. They have stuff they shouldn't be ingesting, Ms. Tiana, underneath their bed. And see, what that does is it not only messes up your body, but it brings rodents in the house. Now we need a doggone termite inspection and all this other stuff, huh?
Right, right.
Hello? Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
All because they have a whole snack shop under their bed. I'm talking about having a little night light at night, click it on, and everybody.
wow.
Huh? Somebody say, I don't hide mine under my bed. It's all in my refrigerator. I don't care. You're right.
This
is all right. So Star 5, real quick. We're going to open the floor with Star 5 questions, but we're going to start with the first two with y'all two, okay? And if anybody have any questions about anything personal training-based, health and fitness-based, I'm going to answer them right quick, and we can get on off the line. What you got?
Sure. For those who are not active, what is one of the first things they can do to start building up some kind of activity?
Okay. So,
to build up their fitness.
Okay, so the very first thing that I would suggest that anybody do is make sure it's something that you want to commit to.
Mm.
Did y'all hear me? When it comes to fitness,
right.
if you're not active, make sure it's something that you want to commit to, first and foremost. I honestly tell anybody to set short-term and then long-term goals, okay, with fitness. my philosophy is this. Everybody has different philosophies. But you can go, you can get to the north, you can get to Canada many different ways. This is my direction. Okay. Short-term goals to me would be 6 months, short-term.
Okay.
Long-term goals would be a year.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. With that being said, that means anything other than short-term, you're just trying out.
Gotcha.
Makes sense.
Okay. Anything other than 6 months, you're just trying it out. I don't care if it's 3 or 4 months. Because if you can do it that long, surely you can do it for 6 months, right?
Right.
True.
We've been living the bad. How can we do the bad for a short term and long term but not do the good? So when you're getting started, make sure you have your mind wrapped around, you know, how you perceive yourself. This is something you want to do. In other words, I would strongly urge you to look at your end result as opposed to looking at the process.
Okay.
See where you want yourself to be, physically and internally, health-wise. Envision that. Do a vision board if that's what you want to do. The Bible says write it down, make it clear. Hold yourself accountable, but make sure it's something that you're not going to let anything get in your way. Here's the thing. As soon as you commit to anything, Satan comes trotting along. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Let him try. But look, you try to over here, but you're going to run away because I'm going to commit to what I said I'm going to commit to. If I can't be faithful to my own word, how can I be faithful to God and anybody else?
Right. Right.
All right.
But when you first start, make sure this is something you want to do. Commit to your own word. Nobody else should have to hold you accountable. If you just get mad at yourself. So commit to your own word. Make sure it's something you want to do. And then from there, slow and steady is the motto.
Right. Okay. I have a question. I have a friend. She has a daughter. And she's about 8 years old. She's overweight. And I've been wanting to tell her that she needs to get her somewhere so she can start losing the weight because she's too young. She's about, like I said, she's 8, but she weighs about 80-something pounds, and that's too heavy. How do I tell her that her daughter needs to be active or take her somewhere to, you know, help her? How do I do that?
First of all, parents need to be active and healthy in God. The problem is parents are outside of God, and what they start to do is spoil their kids with the things the kids want as opposed to the things the kids need. I've never seen a child purchase anything and put it in the refrigerator when they don't have a job.
Right.
I ain't talking about the money that you gave them. See, they can't do unless you allow them to do.
Right.
Obesity, y'all, is real. It's not about their weight. What it does is it leads to other things. Remember, Legion comes in one way, but it causes so many different problems. And we're trying to break generational curses. So you don't love your child by giving them what they want. You love your child by giving them what they need. I don't eat oatmeal to this day, y'all. And I'm 28 years old. I'm sorry, Jesus, forgive them for believing that. Listen, but I'm going to let them around them, you know. But the problem is this, Miss Tiana, my mom sent me at the table when I was like 12 or 13, and she's like, eat this oatmeal, you ain't going outside. Well, I ain't go outside because I still don't eat oatmeal. But listen to what I'm trying to tell you. She didn't give me what I wanted.
Yep.
You understand? So it was still based on salads, oatmeal, stuff like that. I still don't eat it. I just didn't go outside that day because it would literally make me do something. I would regurgitate that stuff. All right?
Okay.
The matter is, she didn't give me options that was called sweets. She didn't give me options of what I wanted. She cooked. See, so it's more so, Ms. Shabri, not about the child because the child is 8. The Bible says train up a child in the way that they should go. When they get older, they won't depart from it. So they can't make decisions. So we have lazy parents. Boy, people are going to get mad at me. It's cool. I'm going to tell the truth. We got lazy parenting because you remember grandmama and them, they cooked. There was nothing lazy about them. And they not only cooked, they led their house. So it's going to be healthy because you had no other choice but it to be healthy. And they're going to get used to it, period. So lazy parenting say, I'm going to give them what they want, and that's the only thing they'll eat. How do you know that? Well, I tell you what. I tell you what. If we got broccoli, potatoes, lettuce, you know, we got, you know, sweet potatoes, which is a healthier potato. We have the things, chicken breast. and you won't eat that? Well, it seems like you're going to starve today.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
Because I'm not cooking separate. Now, you better have some allergies, some allergic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I ain't never known people was just allergic to the healthy stuff but can eat the bad stuff. See, that's poor parenting. And I'm going to call it what it is because I believe when you tell the truth, it should hurt the flesh so much that you want to do right if you really love your child. Tell me this. You love them more than God then? No, you don't. Cool. Would God give them what they want or what they need?
Right.
What they need.
Right? See, when you really love them, you can give them what they need. So childhood obesity has a lot to do with parenting because not only are they eating the wrong things, we got to just flicking the switch, they remote control Christians. We create remote control Christians by creating Ataris, Nintendos, Dreamcast, Xbox. That is a remote control. Now they're actually playing without playing. My God.
Yep. Come on now.
We had big wheel scooters and feet. Huh? Jungle balls, all that stuff. That's what we had. I mean, hey, that's what Ivory Soap was for. Ivory Soap was a savior. It did our hair, our face, and our body. They can take
right.
A bath, right? Okay. Yeah. Make a pack. We had workshop hours. You're going to be out of this house from 5 to 7. But you better come back in after that. They made us go out of the yeah.
Yeah.
Now, people might say they didn't. Okay, to each his own. My point is, this is health on the line. And what you're doing is you're creating legacy because that's all their child would know. And see, now you're creating legacy, meaning you're creating a generational, whether it be blessing or curse. And I don't see that as being a blessing by giving them because they can give theirs the same thing. And this is why childhood obesity is supreme now in the United States of America, simply because of lazy
right.
parenting. Don't blame the child when you have someone who's over the child, the guardian.
Amen.
Okay.
Guardian. You know what guardians are? They guard. So
mm-hmm.
How can you say you're a great guardian? How can you say you're a good steward over something that's not yours, and look at the return. Would Jesus do what you do and let that child just eat and just be lazy and they don't want to get up? Who? Baby, we can have that established by the age of 2 weeks. 2 weeks old, you getting up. Yes, sir. I'll get my joke, though.
Right.
All right. We had any other questions? We good?
We good.
Okay. So, y'all have a great day. We're going to leave it at that. And I do urge everybody to get into things of fitness. Get moving. It's important. Move, move, move. Get you some music that you like, but move. This is important. And don't make it a temporary thing. Make it a lifestyle. Eat right and exercise. This is where you're going to epitomize. You're going to get the optimal results. Not necessarily just physically, but definitely internally. Your physical is going to catch up over time. Y'all do know that, right?
Right.
Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
It's going to happen, but you got to remain diligent. The thing is, make sure you exercise properly, even in God. Make sure you do it properly, because if not, you're going to strain something. Y'all have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Goodbye.